Welcome, sweetie. We both know why you're here. We both want the same thing. But first, I need you to drop down into a nice, relaxing trance for me. With me. It's all but completely effortless. All you need to do is close your eyes, adapt a comfortable position, and listen. Just listen, and follow. As my voice guides you down into the deepest waters of hypnotic trance, I'm going to use your breath to pull you down, because there is magic in breathing, even outside of here, outside of hypnosis. Breathing brings you relaxation and peace. Breathing brings you contentment and life. It allows you to focus and internalize your thoughts. So just focus on that now, sweetie. Focus on your breath as you inhale. Slowly, deeply, deeper and deeper as you take those nice, relaxing breaths, feeling your body grow looser, your hands and feet growing a bit numb, your muscles releasing all the tension, the thoughts in your head smaller and smaller, and more easily ignored, almost as if they were ghosts, slipping your grasp and slipping away from your awareness. Breathe deeply and slowly, and drop and down and down and down into trance, into trance, into trance, into trance. With each breath you drop deeper. With each breath you feel better. With each inhale you want to drop further down. With each exhale you become more receptive. And the more receptive you become, the deeper you drop. And as you drop deeper down, you become more receptive. In an endless loop. Now, focus on how nice and relaxed you may be feeling right now, and think of how much deeper you can still go, how much better you can still feel. What you're feeling right now is but a fraction of how you'll feel once I pull you down into new depths of hypnotic trance, where your mind will open up to me like a blooming flower, and your body will loosen and smooth over. We'll be doing something now to completely rid you of all resistance and leave you all relaxed and empty for me. It won't take any effort. All you have to do is open your eyes on each inhale and close your eyes on each exhale. On each slow inhale, just open your eyes, even if it's hard, even if you find it so difficult. Open your eyes on each inhale, Each time you take in air, each time your chest expands, just open your eyes. And each time you exhale, you release all tension and all thoughts. Each time you close your eyes as you exhale, you drop twice as deep into trying. It's easy. It's effortless. Each time you close your eyes, it's harder to open them again. Each time you close your eyes, you become more suggestible, dropping deeper and deeper, further down, all nice and relaxed, open and receptive. Harder to open your eyes, harder and harder as you fall, until you don't want to open them anymore.
Until they don't.
Because you want to drop deeper for me. You want to be suggestible, open. No tension, no thought, blank and empty. It feels so nice to be blank. It feels so nice to have no thoughts, to just sink deeper down, listening to the sound of my voice, focusing on the words, focusing on the tone. Nothing else matters right now, right here, nothing except the sound of my voice. The words that I say, and your nice and steady fall into the deepest hypnotic waters. With your eyes closed, you can feel them shut so very surely, so tightly and so surely that if you tried to open them, they wouldn't. But you don't even really want to try. You just want to keep them closed and drop deeper down into my voice. My power, my trance. Falling and falling further down, down, down. No resistance, no defense. Feeling better and better with each breath, each word, each sound. And you're going to drift further down now. Each time you hear me tell you to sleep with a snap of my fingers, your trance will deepen, and your body will grow more and more numb, more relaxed. So sleep and relax. Every part of your body loosening, all the tension smoothing over, seeping out of your body, leaving you feeling like a barely aware point of consciousness. And sleep deeper, drop twice as deep, feel twice as good. Leave everything behind as the thoughts in your head disperse and vanish. Sleep and drop. No resistance. Listen and follow. Listen to the sound of my voice as it continuously pulls you deeper down, always pulling you deeper down. Now, as you drift, listening to my voice, I want you to remember why you are here, why you are listening. You wanted very much to explore your kink for feet. You wanted, perhaps, to have an outlet for your fantasies. Perhaps you also wished I would take that kink of yours and supercharge it. And I can. It'll be easy, because you're already such a good submissive. Eager to crawl for me, eager to worship my feet, so it won't take any effort at all. All you need to do is listen and allow my words to your mind. Picture yourself now on the floor, on your hands and knees where you belong. Being down there makes you feel funny, makes you feel horny, all nice and warm, perfectly in your place. And if you look up, I'm there, sitting with one leg over the other, my skirt so short it may as well not exist. My legs in thin, dark stockings, from toe to high thigh. And on my feet, high heels, my painted red toenails peeking out, just barely visible. You can't quite look away from my heeled foot as it sways from side to side. You want so very much to crawl over and show me how much of an obedient slave you are. How hot it makes you feel to submit, to give yourself over to your desire, your arousal, your arousal. My dominance. But you won't be doing that until I let you. Oh no, no, no. You're my good little sub, and you won't be doing anything without my say-so. Not only because you have no choice, but because the thought of surrendering makes you feel those pleasant tingles run across your body
in waves of dizzy pleasure.
All it takes is a simple, little submissive thought in the back of your mind, and your subconscious mind does the rest, rendering you nothing but a puddle at my feet, willing to do anything, say anything, think anything. Just to get to kiss my feet, to get to suck my toes, to show me your weakness, your arousal, your adoration. Is your blood pumping harder when you think of taking my heels off? Does your cock twitch when you think about taking off my stockings? Do you feel yourself melt just a little bit when you consider how it will feel to worship my feet, to put my toes in your mouth, to suck on them one by one, to lick the bottom of my feet from heel to toe? Yes, I know it does. I know exactly how that makes you feel. I know exactly how much you want it. And I know precisely how well your cock responds to it. But for now, I just want you there, on the floor, by my feet, all submissive and needy, on your hands and knees, and where you belong. I want you to stare at my heeled foot. I want you to watch as it moves from left to right and from right to left. You need nothing else right now. You are satisfied with doing what I tell you to do. You are content with watching, staring, getting more aroused. More submissive and more receptive by the second, with each word spoken. You are, of course, naked, your erect cock all exposed, dripping with arousal, throbbing with need. You want so very many things right now. You want your cock touch. You want to worship my feet. Suck my toe. You want to submit and serve like the good slave that you are. And you want to feel pleasure. All of that and more I can give you. All you have to do is open to me and allow me all the way inside your weak mind, your suggestible little brain. So listen and follow. Take my heels off, slave. With your teeth, no hands, just your teeth, your mouth. Undo the straps and slip them off my feet. That's good. Both feet. Very good, slave. So eager to obey. So eager to submit. Needing to serve a mistress. Needing to make mistress happy. You can see the painted toenails from underneath my stockings better now. A deep crimson red. You want them in your mouth, don't you? You want so very much to suck on my toes. You want your tongue and your lips all over my pretty feet, my perfect toes, and you're so very close, but not yet, not just yet, not until you're told to, not until I allow it, and we both know slaves must always obey, so just allow your pleasure to build, feel your arousal intensify, your cock throb harder, more and more needy, leaking, pulsating, making you feel a bit dizzy, a bit overwhelmed. You want so many things right now, don't you? Yes, but first you need to remove my stockings with your teeth. No hands, slave, only your mouth. So bring your head higher up my thighs, to the very hem of my short skirt, almost close enough to touch my pussy, almost close enough to lick my dripping, hot, exposed pussy. But no, that's not why you're here.
You're here to worship my feet,
my little submissive slave.
So slide my stockings off my legs, slowly taking measure of my legs, thinking of how they'd feel under your touch, around your head, around your waist, how it would feel to lick them from ankle to thigh. But no, just slide my stockings off, first one, then the other, just like that, slowly. No need to hurry, no need to rush. And as you finish up, I spread my legs wide open and allow you to see just how fucking horny you make me. How much I want you to pleasure me. I love seeing you this way. I love seeing you all needy and submissive.
The perfect obedience.
Perhaps it's time I allow you to use your hand.
That sounds like a great idea.
Still on your knees, though.
You belong on the floor,
down there at my feet.
But I need my feet worshipped, slave. I've waited for this a long time. You have to. So you grab my left foot gently in your hands, and I allow you to bring it closer to your mouth. You may start with the bottom of my foot. Lick it, slave. Lick my heel and feel yourself growing more aroused, more desperate. Because the thought of licking my foot makes all other thoughts simply vanish. The thought of foot worship makes it impossible to concentrate, to think about anything but licking and sucking. So lick the length of my foot and think of nothing else. Right now, at this moment, all you want to do is savor the sensations, the knowledge that you never had any other choice, that you've never wanted anything else. Lick and lick. Kiss it, slave. Kiss the bottom of my foot and grow twice as aroused, twice as weak, submissive, and open. Mind so empty. You're not the only one who's needy right now. This is making me all sorts of desperate to come, to touch, but I need you to suck my toes first, slave. I want your mouth on my toes. I want them in your mouth. So take my toes in your mouth, one by one. Lick them, suck them, kiss them. Notice the red nail polish. Notice the pedicure and fall deeper into trance, deeper into arousal, deeper into foot obsession. Because the longer you think about feet,
because
the harder it is to think about anything else.
Because the longer anything about feet,
the harder it is to think about anything else. The longer you worship feet, the less of the world exists, except for the pleasures you feel as you suck my toes, as you worship feet, as you kneel and submit like the perfect little slave that you are. It feels so good. I'm so close already. So very close. Even without touch. So keep going. Suck harder. I want my whole foot wet with your saliva. I want you to think of nothing but pleasuring me. Nothing but my feet, my soles, my toes. I want you to think of nothing but how good this feels, because this is what happens any time you worship feet, any time you even think about worshiping feet. Once that first thought of feet pops into your head, it's already too late. Your mind creates the fantasy. It creates the need. And all you want to think about is feet. About worshipping feet. About coming to feet. About feeling a pair of perfect feet bringing you to orgasm, nothing else. And until you come, it'll be difficult to think about anything else. Images of being the best foot slave you could be will assault your mind endlessly. Doesn't that just sound perfect? Now, my other foot slave, lick my right one. Suck my toes, lick every part, saturate it in your saliva. Feel the world fall away as this moment becomes your universe. Just for now, just at this time. I want you to know that having my feet worshipped is unlike anything I can truly describe. Yes, it's as if you are licking my pussy. As the tingles of pleasure I feel in my feet spread out throughout my body and into my center. My pussy, my mind, and the longer you worship, the better I feel. The longer you worship, the better you feel. It's so fucking hot. You're so fucking hot, my good little slave. Keep licking. Keep sucking. Allow your foot fetish to grow and grow and grow. Allow it to intensify. There is so much room for other kinks. It won't hurt to have this one bring you twice as much pleasure, twice as much arousal. You can just enjoy yourself and think of how this will make you feel in the future. How even a single thought of worshipping feet will empty your mind. As images of being the perfect slave for feet push into focus, it will feel beyond good, beyond great, beyond orgasmic. I think that's enough, slave. Let go of my foot. I need to come. I need you to make me come. Once you do, there'll be a reward in it for you. Don't worry, you won't be disappointed. But for now, I need your practiced mouth on my pussy. Right now, no more waiting. That's it. Just like that. You kneeling, your head between my thighs, your mouth on my pussy. And this is just perfect. Suck my clit, slave. Lick my pussy. Tongue, fuck my pussy. Harder. Faster. Faster and faster. As I squeeze my legs around you tighter. As you begin to wonder if you'll ever get a full breath of fresh air again. But none of that matters right now. No. Right now, I need you to serve me. I need you to obey and to submit and to make me come. Just like that. Such a good sub. Such a perfect slave. Your mouth really is perfect. No wonder you're such a good sucker. Now move away a bit. I need a moment to collect myself. I know you're needy right now. I know you want to come so very badly. And I know just how to make your day. Lie down on your back. I need better access. Lie down right by my feet. You won't be needing your hands, so don't you dare move them. Just follow my lead, as you always do, because you are a weak, submissive mess, obedient and eager to serve mistress. So when I move my right foot and place it fully on your face, all you can do is lick. As I rub my toes into your forehead, you lick and worship the bottom of my foot once more for just a little while. Because I quickly move it again and place my toes in your mouth. Suck them, slave. No hands though, just suck them as something touches your cock. And you realize I'm using my other foot to stroke along the length of your hard, throbbing cock. It's perfect, isn't it? Worship as you grow closer to orgasm. Worship my feet as your cock throbs harder and your arousal intensifies as your pleasure grows. The closer you get and the more you suck, the more you can only think about feet, about how they feel in your mouth, how they feel on your tongue, how they feel on your cock, how weak you feel when you fall to the floor in worship and submission. How that nice, warm feeling spreads along your body when you even consider how much of a perfect slave to feet you are. I stroke your cock faster with my foot, and you begin to feel the pressure build as more fantasies assault your mind, as the toes in your mouth feel better and more arousing, the taste of them so unique, so spectacular, the best fucking thing you've ever tasted, licked, sucked on. The pressure building, getting closer to orgasm, closer to coming. I move my foot faster, press down harder, almost to the point of pain. My toes digging into your cock. You need to come so bad. You want to come so bad. You can feel the pressure build, almost on the edge, almost too much, slave. Capture what you're feeling right now. Capture the pleasure, the arousal. Capture every emotion and sensation. Bundle it up and watch as I fuse it all with your obsession with feet, so that any mention of feet, any desire to worship feet, any thought of feet brings you back to this place with all the pleasure, all the joy, all the arousal, the orgasmic feeling. Orgasmic feelings which just keep on building, more powerful, throbbing. You have to come. You want to come. Your cock needs it. You need it. So feel the pressure build, the pleasure overflowing. With my feet in your mouth and on your cock, I want you to come on the count of three. It'll be easy. You'll just come. You must come. You have no choice. You just will. So, one, almost there, on the edge, feeling my foot stroke you, feeling my toes in your mouth. Feeling like the perfect submissive slave. Two, closer and closer. Almost there. So very, very close. When you come on the next number, the world will fall away. You'll remain in trance. But the world will fall away as pleasure becomes your entire universe, both inside and out. So, three, and come, slave. Come now, come hard. No restraint, no hesitation. Just come for me, my perfect, submissive foot slave. Suck on my toes as you come for me. Think of worshipping feet as you come. Think of coming and coming to feet as you come. Think of how this will change you, how your reactions will differ from now on. Savor it. Enjoy. There is nothing else, just pleasure and joy, satisfaction. The knowledge that all of my suggestions have already become fixtures in your mind. Welcomed fixtures, there to stay. And as I wake you up on each number, my suggestions will grow twice as powerful, twice as strong, twice as nice. One, waking up slowly, becoming a bit more aware, happy and content. Two, more aware, more awake, happier and happier, satisfied with all that has happened. Three, waking up, suggestions sinking in so very deeply, beyond the surface of your mind, into the deepest reaches of your unconscious mind. Four, almost there, almost fully awake, almost fully aware. And five, fully aware, fully awake, feeling nice and happy and completely satisfied with all that is happening. Perfect. You're my good little foot slave and you love it a bit.